Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Katie Galley here with you this afternoon, broadcasting live from ATDC Startup Showcase. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast co-founder and CEO with Ground Floor, Mr. Brian Daly. How are you, man?
So good to be here. It's a happy day for us to be graduating from ATTC's signature program. And I love seeing you guys here, too. So thanks for doing this.
Well, congratulations on graduating. So what does that mean that you're graduating from the program?
That means that we have had a successful 3 years as part of the Signature Program.
Wow.
When we joined ATDC, we had just moved to Atlanta. We had, you know, just 6 or 7 employees. We had done a total of about $20,000 in revenue since inception. You were like a two-year-old company. And we had about 500 customers. And since then, I'm happy to say we've increased revenue 100x, the number of customers 10x, and the number of employees 4x. So it's been a great 3 years. It's really been a great program for us.
Endless growth. That's awesome.
It's been a great ride.
Yeah. So how did you start with the program? I mean, 3 years ago, can you walk us through that journey a little bit?
Yes. We had moved to Atlanta about 6 or 8 months before that. We were new to town, didn't know much about Atlanta, didn't know much about the startup ecosystem here. And we heard such great things about ATDC and the program. You know, it's been running since 1980. They've graduated 180 companies from it, some really notable names in startup culture that we're proud of here in Atlanta. And we wanted to be a part of that. I tell you, when you're an entrepreneur and you're starting out, the number one thing that you need is credibility. That's the thing that's hardest to get, and you get it by being part of something bigger than you. Hopefully, we've contributed back to it. It's certainly contributed to us. We met our Series A VC soon after joining the ATDC Signature Program, and I think whether you look at the employees we've hired, the financing that we've been able to attract, the customers that have come on board with our platform, a lot of it can be tracked back to the credibility that we earned by being accepted into the Signature Program, and we're really proud of it.
So in that three-year process, in that three-year program, what happened? So from the time that you started and you found the ATDC and you just, you had to be a part of it, and you just, like, the Signature Program, I mean, what was that process?
Well, the first thing that happened for us is we got to move into a really good spot in Tech Square in Midtown, which was really exciting.
That's awesome.
Tech Square has really developed in the last few years while we've been here, and it's been fun to be part of that. That's the first thing that happened for us. The second thing that happened is we got exposure to entrepreneurs in residence, mentors on staff who could introduce us to people in our industry. They could introduce us to people who maybe would consider being advisors for us. We secured a really important advisor for us at Georgia Tech in the College of Business. Professor of computational finance who joined us as an advisor. If you look at the interns we've had, I mean, every year we saw more and more gains. I'll give you another example. We got to travel with a selected group of companies to pitch venture capitalists in California on one trip, and then in New York on another trip. They lined up the meetings, they set up the pitch session, they lined up the one-on-one meetings with the VCs, and it was very valuable feedback. And I know some of my friends actually, through that process, brought funding into the company. For us, we weren't exactly raising right then, but who knows, our future venture capital investors may come from that trip, or the development of our company may come from what we learned from those conversations. It's hard to trace back. You know, it takes a lot of good fortune to move a company along and to grow it. It's important to realize that those good developments can come from a lot of different directions, and ATDC was absolutely central to growing the company over the last 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that, you know, the ATDC has helped you, and you've, you know, helping to help it grow and everything. But what does Ground Floor do? What do you do with Ground Floor, and why was getting involved with the ATDC so important for your company in particular?
Well, we're building, Ground Floor is a challenging company to build. We are a creature of securities law, and we moved to Georgia because of the Invest Georgia exemption.
Okay.
That allowed us to prototype our product and to build it at a very small scale. Once we had crossed that hurdle and were established here, then we needed to develop a two-sided marketplace. We make real estate loans to real estate investors who are renovating houses or small buildings. And we needed to learn about those markets and get connected to people who are in that line of business. And equally, we needed to build up a base of investors to fund those loans. Building a business like that is very complex and very difficult. And at ATDC, there are a lot of other founders around who I got to know and became my personal friends who were facing those same types of challenges, entering markets that they didn't know about themselves, trying to build very complex businesses, maybe subject to regulation, maybe subject to the difficulties of building a marketplace business. And I found one of the best values of being part of something like ATDC are the people that you get to hang with week in and week out. I mean, I love my founder friends. Shout out to all those guys and girls that are building companies themselves like I am. And, it pays to have friends who are going through what you're going through when you're trying to build a startup.
Absolutely.
So it's been good for that.
Yeah, it seems like that, just to the point of your whole story and the experiences that you've had, it's the community that's surrounding you and the people that you've got to meet that have really helped kind of elevate that. And that's
yes,
the importance
absolutely.
Of it.
I mean, I can point to executives that we hired probably because of being at ATDC. I can look at members of our executive team. I can look at angel investors who joined our shareholder group because of ATDC. I can look at interns who had an impact and maybe even became employees with the company or hopefully will because of ATDC and their programs. And I already mentioned the one advisor that we have. So there's tangible impact across the 3 years.
Absolutely. And can you point to maybe one tangible impact in particular that really stands out to you in this 3-year journey?
I think there's the tangible impact for me as a founder growing because I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs in residence who have been there, gone through the challenges, and then equally being with peers who are going through them. I think the tangible impact is I look at myself as a leader, as a manager, as an entrepreneur, and I'm a lot better than I was 3 years ago. And that's a good thing because it's a hard job. You got to be as good as you can be.
And so having that impact, seeing how the entrepreneurs and residents have helped you and the community around you has helped you, and after now going through this 3-year journey and being about to graduate, how do you hope to give back and help those? I mean, now that you have this experience,
right.
So you people poured into you who they went through before, so they helped you.
Yes.
So now how do you hope to do the same?
Well, I'll tell you, Whenever I've had the opportunity, I've enjoyed working with younger entrepreneurs who are going down the same path that I have. When I first showed up to my first signature CEO lunch, weekly lunch, I was amazed at the level of talent and insight around the table and listening to the types of things that those people were thinking about and imagining that someday I would probably have those challenges too and not really just kind of like wide-eyed.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what is it like to struggle with that? And how am I going to get there? And now I've done that.
Yeah.
I need to be that person who's at those lunches and around that table. And I am. I still participate. And I can see people who are just now entering the program that hopefully I'm a help to. But I'm not going to stop that. We're going to stay associated with ATDC. They have some programs for graduates where we can stay close, be very involved. I'm actively looking for entrepreneurs that or founders who are open to coaching and help and want to hear about the experience of people who've been through it as well.
Yeah.
And I want to give back in that way.
So
I'm eager to stay in touch, and we're not moving far away. We're just going to be over at Bank of America Tower. So,
Do you have to move when you graduate? Is that part of the deal?
I don't know if you have to move, but now that we're 32 people,
it's time to move.
Yeah.
We're taking up more than our fair share of space over there in our corner office. So we got to give up the suite and let some other people have it.
So what's the rest of the day hold? Are there cap and gown pictures or
got a diploma? Yeah.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Apparently, we've got the ATDC showcase, which I've been a part of a few years now, and so that's always fun to see the people that come through and visit and catch up. I'm looking forward to that. And then there's a ceremony where 10 startups are going to give their pitches, 10 ATDC startups.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, the 7 of us are going to be acknowledged graduating. We'll get a chance to have our 1 minute of comments to thank ATDC for all they've done for us and recognize them. And then I think we go party in Tech Square.
Yeah,
I like it.
Sounds awesome.
That's the agenda.
So if someone wants to learn more about Ground Floor, get in touch with you about learning about this mentorship or coaching, how might they do that?
I'm available at brian@groundfloor.us. I'm on Twitter at Brian_Daly. You can tweet at me. And we of course, welcome anybody that's interested in checking out the product, becoming an investor with us at groundfloor.com.
All right. Brian Daly, co-founder and CEO with Groundfloor. Thanks so much for coming to visit with us, man.
You bet.
Keep
Thanks
up the good
me.
Work.
All
yes,
right.
sir. All right. We'll be back in a few from ATDC Startup Showcase.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.